Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Just like when we spoke about purchasing things, like a bicycle. So after we determined what the amount is, and we said it's a shtus, if you were overcharged by a shtus, you can come back and say, please give me the extra money. The Mishnah then went on to explain how much time does he have to claim back the einah. So now we're going to have the same Mishnah in regard to coins. Let's say I got a coin that doesn't have the full value. And it has the shear of einah. It's so rubbed out that it's either a 24th less than the actual value according to Rabbi Yehuda, or it would have to be double the amount less. It would have to be much more devalued, much more chipped away at. A 12th according to Reb Meir, and double that, it would have to be worth much less. A 6th according to Reb Shimon. But whatever it is, whether it's a 24th, 12th, or a 6th, how much time do I have to say, excuse me, I can't take this coin? Ad Masai, until when, mutter, is it mutter for the person that was fooled with the coin, lahachzir, to come and say, excuse me, this coin is not good. So the Mishnah says it depends. Bakrachim, for the people in the big cities, where there are money changers that really are bucking in coins. So add it until you have enough time that passed, Kadesh Yare should be able to show the coin, Lashulchani, to one of these money changers. They deal with coins the whole time, they'll know. Ubakvarim, but for the people in the villages where there aren't money changers always there. So it's ad Arve Shabbosis, until Erev Shabbos. What does Erev Shabbos have to do with this? And the answer is, the people in the villages used to come to the big cities to purchase things for Shabbos in the marketplace. And then they can show them at Beya to the Shulchani. Zaktaba de Mishnah Vayter, Im Hayam Akira, if the person that gave this faulty coin recognizes the coin, he says, yep, that's the one I gave. Afil la'achash ne'em asr chaydash. Although you don't have to, but the Mishnah is suggesting, this is called Midas Chasidus, if the person that thought it was worth its full value and comes to you even after 12 months, mikablo imenu, take it back and give him a different one. What if he says, no, I'm sorry, I don't have to take it back now? But what do you mean it's worth less than a 24th or a 12th or a 6th according to the different shitas? And I'm going to say, well, you only had until the time to show it to a shulchani. If you're from a small town, only until Arab Shabbos. It's past that time. So I can't force him. I have a right to be upset with him. The only olive elitaroimus. I can be upset, you know. Lamaisa, you gave me a faulty coin. And you know it's your coin. The Mefarshim explained that sometimes we have this lashon in a Mishnah. You have a right to be upset with him. Chazal are recommending that he should take the coin back. He doesn't want it. He wants to do what the halach is, and that's it. That means that not with everything do you have a right to be upset at someone. Over here, Chazal say you have a right to be a little bit upset at him. But that's it. You can't force him to return it. Vayter zakta Mishnah. What if I have a coin that's less than the shear einah? Yes, it's not exactly the full value. Some of it is missing, let's say. It began to get like a little thinner. But it's less than the shear einah. It's less than a 24th. It's less than a 12th. And it's less than a 6th, according to the respective shitas. Zakta Mishnah v'noisna l'maiser sheni. You can use it to redeem payrus of maiser sheni. V'einai chayshish. You don't have to worry you're doing something wrong. Now we know the first year after Shemitah is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The second year is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Third year is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. The seventh is Shemitah. Every seventh Shemitah is Yovel. What's Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni means you take the Peiros and you bring it to your Shalayim. If you have too many Peiros to carry to your Shalayim, so you redeem it for money and you bring the money to your Shalayim. Maaser Sheni has to be redeemed on a Medbeya. It can't be redeemed on just a slab of silver, whether it's round or square or whatever it is. So the Mishnah says, even though this coin may be missing some of the full picture of what a Medbeya is, but it's okay. You can still use it to redeem Maaser Sheni. She'eni ala nefesh ra. Because even in regular business, if someone's going to say, oh, I'm not taking this coin, it's missing something. If it's taka missing so little, he's a person that just likes to be makbid on things for no reason. See, nefesh ra is when you're like, No, it's not fair. How come my friend got a tiny, tiny drop of a piece of cake bigger? He's the one that's complaining. How come he got the part with the cream? A nefesh yafis. It's good. Okay, it's a drop less. It's fine. So being that it's only a nefesh ra that wouldn't take a medbeya, that's missing less than the shear einah, so our position is you can use a lechatchila for maaser sheni. Okay, so quickly chazering over, we learned in our Mishnah, until when can you return this medbeya if it's more than the shear einah? In the cities, until you would have enough time to show it to a money changer who can give his opinion on the Medbeya. He'll tell you exactly what the story is. In the villages that had no money changers, we wait till Erev Shabbos, because that's when they came to the big city to buy things for the Kavod Shabbos, and they can show it to the money changer. However, als midas chasidus, if you recognize this is the coin you gave to someone, and it has more than the shira and no, even after 12 months, the right thing to do is fix the problem. Correct the fact that you gave him a coin, which doesn't have the full value of that coin. But if you don't want to do it, all he has is teraimus. He can only have tainus on you. Can't force you to do it. If I have a coin that has less than kedei na'ah, in other words, it's not mamish 100% coin, but it's less than the shira of na'ah, you can use a lechatchila to redeem my sersheni, because most people take such coins. A person who doesn't want to take a coin because he says, well, it's missing a drop, but it's only so little, I don't care, it has to be perfect, he's a nefesh ra. And being that a nefesh yafa, a good person, does take it, so you can use it to redeem my sersheni.